And good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to Saturday Morning Magazine with the Romeros. We'll be filling you in on all kinds of things going in, out, around, and about the great state of Arizona here in the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being up. We won't talk about eating crickets. We got a little bit of feedback on that. That's not a good pre-breakfast topic.
Well, I got everybody to try them, though.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
bars.
You ordered cricket candy bars, and we all did try them.
Bars.
And I won't need to eat those anymore because now, you know, we broadcast from the same studio as Larry Gatto. So now all I do is I come here and I shake his keyboard upside down. Oh, look, there's breakfast right there. Oh, man, look at that.
I think those crickets are probably a little healthier than what you got there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Y'all are even lucky I'm here.
How come?
With the slope and snow conditions we've got right now, I should be on the slopes.
Our timing was a little off.
Went skiing up in Flagstaff on President's Day weekend with a base of 13 inches.
All ice.
And that was mostly packed ice. But boy, they've sure got it now. Apparently last weekend, the power owl actually went out at the resort, and there were people on the lift stranded for about an hour while they got the diesel generator started up.
One of my worst nightmares.
Of all the slopes I have been on, the one that would scare me the most getting stuck on is in Sunrise, Arizona. I think it's been so long since I've been there, I've forgotten the name of all the mountains, but I think it's the Cyclone Mountain. Is that the third one to the right?
I don't know.
There is a part where you come over this little ridge that I've actually seen people jump on off of the slope. Well, then it goes up the side of this cliff. And, I mean, you've got a free fall.
It seems like 100 feet.
It seems like 300 feet when you're up there.
That's one place I would not exit the chairlift.
No. But can you imagine sitting there freezing for an hour?
Oh.
Your mind would start playing some tricks on you. You'd have to start singing and reciting all your verses to keep your mind occupied.
Well, I got it from a good source in Flagstaff that right now they've got as good a ski conditions as they've had up here in the last 4 or 5 years. So...
What are we doing here?
You know I have to be in Prescott on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
For work.
Right. That leaves Thursday open though.
I'm in the neighborhood.
I'm right there. How about that? Hey, just finished a Tucson trip. Was in Tucson most of this last week, and by way of follow up, I hope Eric's listening this morning because I told him I'd bring him the security system. We've got this. We've started putting together this family of secret shoppers, of Rosie on the House listeners. And we are given products all the time to test. And then we're asked to give an opinion on the product by one way or another. Whenever they send us these products, we always contact the people and say, hey, if you send it to us, we're going to try it. If we don't like it, we're going to say we don't like it. Just know that's the case, all right? And someone sent us a security system that we couldn't really find anyone tech-savvy enough. It's a wireless system. You took it out of the box and looked at it.
I got about halfway through it. There were so many little pieces, and you had to hook it up to your computer and your phone, and then I got distracted and decided I didn't want to spend that kind of energy.
A little bit beyond our tech abilities.
Yeah.
Mine, you're much more techie than I am.
Well, I figured maybe somebody millennial age would enjoy using it, so I sent it home with Sarah in the office. And they were just concerned that maybe because it's on your phone, the security could be breached.
Hey.
But I reached out to the company, and they said that they had all kinds of reasons why that wasn't the case.
Okay.
So Mr. Eric in Tucson thinks he'll give it a try. So right. I will mail that this week.
Yeah, Eric, I'm sorry, man. I told you I'd bring that down to you, and I left it on my garage floor. Just, what can I say? Found a new place in Arizona I've never been before.
Oh, yeah?
Friendly Corner.
You didn't tell me this.
Friendly Corner, and I'll tell you, if you can find it on the map, it's going to be a great place to be in about 2 weeks because of the condition of the grass and the wildflowers.
Mm.
The orange mallow right now is all the size of a pinhead, and there's just millions of them ready to explode. I mean, it's absolutely anywhere between the south of the Gila River on down, Casa Grande, Eloy, Coolidge, Red Rock, Picacho, it's going to go crazy here in another week or so.
And Friendly Corner, is that what it's called?
Friendly Corner, baby.
Friendly Corner.
Friendly Corner.
How did you find it?
Well, I had a little extra time on my hands to get from Tucson to an appointment in Casa Grande. And so I thought, well, here's a road I'd never been on. So I took about a two-hour detour and found Friendly Corner.
Are they known for their flowers, or you're just surmising that this is?
No, I'm telling you that it will be a great place to be, because as you leave I-10 at Red Rock exit and go west, and then you get on Baumgarten Road, and it takes you all the way to Toltec Highway. Anywhere's along in there, and you have to go through Friendly Corner on that route. Mm. And then I turned right at Toltec and ended up at Casa Grande there on the far west side of the town. And anywhere's down in there, that's west and south of Picacho Peak. I mean, I'm telling you, it is absolutely covered in fine little grass and the orange mallow. What's the purple flower? The lupine?
Mm-hmm.
The lupine is out. I mean, it's completely bloomed up. It is out. It's gorgeous. And then the little bitty yellow ones, what are those? Don't know?
Sure.
Okay. Because they've kind of just started too. But that orange mallow is going to go nuts here. And then the poppies will be in line shortly after that. So it's going to be a beautiful wildflower season.
You know another place that's underestimated or not talked about? When I drive to Tucson, I don't ever go through Phoenix. It's about 35 miles longer added to my trip. But it's to not have to go through the 10 and the 202 and the stack.
From Wickenburg, you don't come through Phoenix.
No.
Okay.
No. I will take Sun Valley Parkway
down
to 10 and then jump on 85 down to 8 at Gila Bend.
Okay.
And take 8 into Casa Grande and down.
Okay.
That stretch of 8 between Gila Bend and Casa Grande, when you're going through the Sonoran Desert National Monument.
Yeah.
That's some pretty desert.
Yeah, it is. That is a pretty area.
And it's quiet. You don't see a lot of people out there. And that stretch of 8, for whatever reason, there's never anybody on it. 85.
You got it to yourself.
Towards San Diego, it's a lot more crowded. But that whole stretch of 8, man, there's never anybody there.
Well, spent a beautiful few days driving around. I'm always surprised at the number of rooftops that are in that area, south of the Gila, all the way down to Picacho. And I actually did the same thing, and I went to the east side of 10. It's incredible how many rooftops and homes are out there. It's no wonder for years we would get phone calls from people in that area saying, Rosie, we can't get any of your Rosie certified partners to come into this part of Arizona. We're too far separated from Phoenix and too far separated from Tucson and the travel time. Well, we started the Casa Grande connection, and those of you that live in Pinal County need to know about it. We've got a full complement of contractors that we've gone into Casa Grande and pre-screened and secured and certified. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Met with a bunch of them just day before yesterday at Mimi's Cafe right there on Promenade Boulevard. And y'all need to know that we've got Casa Grande covered. We've got the air conditioning company. We've got the painting company. We've got the roofing company. We've got the electric company, the plumbing company. They're all right there, all Casa Grande based. So be sure and check that out. And, of course, we're always in the Casa Grande Dispatch. We had historically been in the Wednesday edition, the Tri-Valley Dispatch. But they've started putting us in the Sunday edition under the new home section.
Nice.
Yeah. So watch for our article tomorrow in the Casa Grande Dispatch. We'll be talking about toxins in and about your home.
Well, let me just run out and get a copy.
I think we should talk about this keyboard if we're going to talk about toxins. This thing is...
You're going to leave him a little sticky note?
I don't know if I'm going to leave him a little sticky note, but I'm going to start bringing a can of compressed air.
Blow
this thing out for sure. Woo, man. Toxins. You've got a full segment lined up on things that can poison you in and about and around your house.
Well, we'll have to break it into several segments. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're dwelling down on the big things like radon and asbestos. And what's the third thing?
Radon. Mold.
Mold. And so when I went to Tucson last week, sat in on a really great seminar on health and wellness and design in your home.
That was the American Society of Interior Designers.
It's called the Desert Dwellers. A great, great concept. Second year doing it, and I think it will grow. But lots of education open to the public. And so I've just chosen one segment to dwell down on, and it's the bedroom. We spend a third of our lives in there, and just a lot of lot of opportunity to clean that up a lot.
Yeah. You came home with some distressing news.
I know. This could we got to keep got to make put a positive spin. I do have some solutions.
Talking about cleaning up certain areas of your life can really be kind of a dirty conversation.
Well, I came home and ripped the bedroom apart.
Yes, you did. Yes,
Rosie, help me. Let's flip this and turn that.
Yes, you did. Well, we'll talk about removing those toxins from your living environment. That will be in our 10 o'clock hour this morning. 9 o'clock hour, of course, will be open line for anything you'd like to talk about. We'd like to even get some more secret shoppers. Our response last week was fantastic. I want to thank many of you who emailed us in and joined our family of Rosie on the House secret shoppers. We especially need some more secret shoppers down in the Pinal and Pima County areas. And here's the way it works. You have something that needs to get done at your house, you email us your name and email contact information. And when we're certifying our next contractor to come into our referral network, we blind shop them. We secret shop them. And you can become our army of secret shoppers. And what we do is we find out what you need to get done. We find out what we need to get screened, and then we coach you how to talk to this contractor, how to set them up, how to get them thoroughly vetted for us. And the best thing about it is whatever work they do at your house, Rosie on the House pays for it. So we reward you for
now,
being our secret shopper.
Now, this isn't general contractors or brand-new air conditioning units. I mean, we're not doing...
This is service.
And you also mentioned... that you're looking for more people in Pinal.
Yes.
When you drive to Tucson, I don't know what your cutoff point is for KTAR.
Mm-hmm.
I usually switch over to our Tucson affiliate, KNST, about the pecan fields just above Picacho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't. None of them can hear us right now.
Well, they all can. They all at Casa Grande can.
Casa Grande can.
And Eloy and Florence and all of those folks can. So... we're looking to grow our army of secret shoppers. So reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and let's see if we can't put something together. It'd be a win-win for everybody.